USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
The House of Representatives joins the Senate in approving legislation that would temporarily end the partial government shutdown. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer says he hopes there's never a repeat of this situation.
I hope the experience of the last 35 days has taught us that we should never repeat this exercise of shutting down government again.
But a shutdown could occur again February 15th if a bipartisan conference committee can't come up with an agreement for border security and the president's demand for a barrier.
As Commander-in-Chief, my highest priority is the defense of our great country. We cannot surrender operational control over the nation's borders to foreign cartels, traffickers, and smugglers.
Around 800,000 federal workers missed their second paycheck this week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
'Tis the season for New Year's resolutions. Make this the year you achieve your goals to lose weight. Take Calitrin and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Betty. I honestly lost more inches than I did weight, but it really showed. Everybody noticed. And I recommend Calitrin to all my friends when they have a problem with weight.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186. I'm holding my weight good. I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
Hi, this is Cookie from Austin, Texas. I first heard about Calitrin. I decided I was going to give it a shot. And since I have dropped 2 pant sizes, and I'm seeing the loss of about 5 pounds so far, I can only imagine how I'm going to look when I hit that goal.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Former Trump campaign advisor Roger Stone, arrested early Friday and appearing in federal court, says he'll fight the charges against him.
I will plead not guilty to these charges. I will defeat them in court. I believe this is a politically motivated investigation.
Stone faces 7 counts, including witness tampering, obstruction of an official proceeding, and 5 counts of false statements. He was indicted Thursday as part of special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian meddling and potential collusion with Trump campaign associates. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has named a former diplomatic official from the Reagan and Bush administrations to help handle the political crisis in Venezuela.
I'm incredibly excited to announce that a seasoned, principled, and tough-minded foreign policy veteran is joining our State Department team. Elliot Abrams is coming aboard to lead our efforts on Venezuela.
Tensions between the U.S. and Venezuela swelled in recent days as Washington recognized the opposition leader and president of Venezuela's National Assembly as interim president. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A CNN reporter who was briefly banned from the White House has a book coming soon. And USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The network's chief White House correspondent, Jim Acosta, who has frequently clashed with President Trump and members of his administration, has a book coming out on June 11th that's titled The Enemy of the People, A Dangerous Time to Tell the Truth in America. It's reportedly about the Trump White House and its relationship with the news media. The publisher, Harper Imprint of HarperCollins, says the book will include, quote, never-before-revealed stories of this White House's rejection of truth while laying out the stakes for how Trump's hostility towards facts poses an unprecedented threat to our democracy. Again, that's a quote from the publisher's statement about the Acosta book. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A meeting of the NATO-Russia Council in Brussels on Friday broke up without agreement between Moscow and the NATO's 29 member countries. Russia has said it will not comply with the February 2nd deadline to destroy a nuclear-capable missile banned under a decades-old agreement. NATO's Secretary General says NATO hopes that Russia will adhere to the treaty once again.
Russia did not indicate any willingness to change their position, but Russia still has an opportunity to come back into compliance, and we call on Russia to use that opportunity.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.